someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in San Francisco. With John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guest, Al Jolson. And now, on this evening of February 15th, Chesterfield brings a delayed Valentine. It's bright little pink and white Cupid, Bing Crosby.
Well, thank you, Ken. I that's very sweet and very sentimental. Very nice introduction. I appreciate it
you
very
like
much.
That, I'm glad.
Right after the program, remind me to take you to Fisherman's Wharf.
Oh, you going to take me to dinner?
Thought I might drop you in the bay. Right among the lobster traps.
Well, Bing, I think we should be sweet and sentimental. I even believe in sending valentines.
Well, honestly, tell the truth, Ken, I believe in sending valentines, too. This may tax your credulity, but, you know, I sent Bob Hope a valentine this year.
Oh, really?
Well, I didn't exactly send him a valentine. I sent him $50 to buy a new sport coat, and I didn't know his exact size. He's spread some lately, you know. So I sent him $50. That's just what a sport coat would cost.
Well, that was nice. What did Bob send you?
10 cents, just what a valentine would cost. Well, so much for sentiment. Ken, the Rhythm Ayers will move in. We'll start off with Frank Lesser's sprightly march from Where's Charlie? This is a song called The New Ashmolean. What's all the excitement? What's going on here?
This is the day of the big parade.
Oh, an old parade.
Why all excitement?
Why, this day marks the debut of the new Ashmolean
Marching Society and Students Conservatory Band.
Here they come with the sunlight on the trumpets. Here they come with the banners flying high. In my throat I've a lumpy sort of feeling, and a bright gleam of pride is in my eye. Here they come with the clarinets a-wailing. Here they come bravely marching up the square. And I know in a moment I'll be cheering.
Hip hip hooray!
And my best Sunday hat will be high in the air for the new
Ashmolean Marching Society and Students Conservatory Band.
Now if you're analytical, sensitive or critical, you like it more the farther back you stand. But to me it's bully, why it satisfies me fully when I hear that thunder close at hand. The silver tone cornet and the clarinet, the slide trombone.
All right, Benny, wash up, get your money, and go home.
That's the new Ashmolean Marching Society and Student Conservatory Band.
You know, folks, one of the nicest things about Chesterfield is no matter who you are, no matter what you do, Chesterfield is the best cigarette you can buy. A lot of people know it, too. The top stars of Hollywood know it because they smoke Chesterfield.
Yes, and the top men in America's sports know it, too. They smoke them. And men who grow tobacco, prominent tobacco farmers, they smoke Chesterfields. And friends, those are just a few of the millions of folks who always buy Chesterfield because Chesterfields are always milder.
They're better tasting.
And they're cooler smoking.
So smoke Chesterfields. Always buy Chesterfield, the best cigarette for you to smoke.
Chesterfield satisfy women and men. Chesterfield's over and over again. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always buy Chesterfield's ABC.
Probably heard from the disc jockey's plays from the Danny Kaye picture. And coincidentally enough, it was written by Mrs. Danny Kaye. Very pretty number.
Wish on the moon
and look for the gold in a rainbow, and you'll find happy times. You'll hear a tune that lives in the heart of a bluebird, and you'll find happy times. Though things might look very dark, your dream is not in vain. For when do you find the rainbow? Only after rain. So wish on the moon, and someday, it may be tomorrow, you'll suddenly hear chimes, and you'll have your happy, happy time. And you'll have your happy, happy time. Happy time.
Thank you. Last it. It's certainly a happy time to present a very vital gent who guests with us quite often. It's really very nice to have Mr. Jolson with us here in San Francisco. Now, we better swing open that golden gate. We better swing it wide, because Jolie's coming on, and he's coming on a-singing.
When the wintry winds are blowing and the snow is starting in a fall, then my eyes turn westward knowing that the place I love best of all. California, I've been blue since I've been away from you. I can't wait till I get going. Even now, I'm starting in a call. Oh, California, here I come. Right back where I started from. Where bowers of flowers bloom in the spring. Each morning at dawning, birds sing and everything. A sun-kissed miss said, don't be late. That's why I can hardly wait. Come on, open up that golden gate. California, here I come. California, here I come. Right back where I started from. Where bowers of flowers bloomed in the spring. Each morning at dawning, birdies sing and everything. A sun-kissed mist said, don't be late. That's why I can hardly wait. Come on, open up, open up, open up that golden gate. California, here I come.
Listen to that ovation. They love you here in San Francisco.
Well, Bing, I love San Francisco. But you know something?
What?
I should have come up here in 49 instead of 50.
Why 49?
Didn't you hear?
No.
There was a big gold rush then.
Well, the gold rush was in 1949.
If you wear these, I'll say.
Well, the gold rush wasn't in 1949, it was in 1849.
Bing, you know something?
What?
I could have made that too.
No,
Oh, you were just a little boy in 1849. Was you? Huh?
Yeah, that's right. But I had a shovel and a little red wagon. I was all set, you know.
Don't you be upset just because you missed the big doings at Sutter's Mill, Al, because shortly after that, you started singing. You started your own gold rush.
Oh, Bingsy. You're just trying to cheer me up, you know.
No, I'm not dull, Al. Now, what'd you do with all the money you make, anyway?
I sent it home.
Home?
Yeah.
Where's this?
I sent it home, all the money I made.
Well, that's right. That's right. You were born in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that's where I sent it.
Now, that's where everybody sent it.
But, Bing, you know something?
What's this?
You're lucky. You can quit singing any time you want to. Well, you got a son that does pretty good, you know. I heard him.
Oh, you heard Gary on the phone.
Oh, heard him. Bing, let me tell you something. I never heard a boy with such talent. And he sings with such feeling and rhythm.
Well, thank you.
Must get it from his mother.
Well, Dixie sings plenty good, I'll tell you that. But, Al, when it comes to singing, I want to tell you something. Nobody can hold a crowd like you can.
Thanks, Bing. I'm glad you said that.
Well, I just want to save you the trouble.
Oh, please, Bing, no that? More. No, listen,
I've
been...
Sorry.
Don't do that no more.
No more of this?
No, none of that. Haven't you heard?
What, heard what?
Heard what?
No, but...
About the new Al Jolson?
Another one? Whatever happened to Larry Parker?
He's going to business for himself.
Well, that figured. He made sure.
Well, I'm talking about me, Bing.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking tonight at a different Jolson.
Well, look at here.
Never again will you hear me say I'm terrific.
Never?
Of course, I ain't going to argue with anybody who does say it, you know.
Golly, you had me worried there for a minute.
Well, I'm serious, Bing. From now on, I'm going to be known as M.A. Modest Al, they call me.
Modest Al.
Modest Al.
It has a phony ring to it,
though. On the level, Bing, I'm even learning how to blush. Yes, I'm learning how to blush.
I'll tell you one thing, Al. In order to blush, you've got to have blood.
I'll get some. I can afford it.
Now, watch it, Modest Al. Careful.
Sorry.
Joel, you amaze me. Why this sudden switch in your entire, your complete personality?
Well, I'll tell you.
I knew you would.
Well, it's all on account of that trip, you know, I took to Hawaii in December.
Why? What happened in Hawaii?
Well, you know, I went over there when Clark Gable and his bride were there on their honeymoon, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
And when I saw the fuss people made over that man,
mm-hmm.
how they cheered and went crazy over that guy,
yeah.
I suddenly realized something for the first time, Frosty.
What was that?
I realized... There was another big star in the world beside Jolson.
Man, that must have been a terrible shock to you.
At first, yes. Huh? But you know, Bingsy, it taught me a wonderful lesson.
What lesson was that, Modest Al?
It taught me... Oh, thank you, Bingsy.
Nothing.
That incident taught me humility.
Humility?
It's true, Bingsy.
Yeah?
And when Jolson gets humility, he's more humiliating than anybody is.
Now, this is an item of great, great importance. This is newsworthy. I must splash Winchell.
Oh, Winchell, wait a minute. You'll see my advertisement. I took a full page in all the papers.
You're advertising your humility?
Yes. Of course, I told him to use small print, you know.
Well, that's sort of an humble gesture, I guess. But, Al, I'll bet you had a wonderful time in the islands. I envied you over there. You know what they got over there? I wondered if you tried the little Hawaiian poi.
Poi?
Yeah.
You know something? Before I left for Honolulu, everybody said you got to try some poi.
Well,
I didn't know what it was, you know.
You
I never heard of it in my life.
Don't blow it.
Well, the minute the boat, the Lurline, you know, docked, I asked the steward in the dining room, I said to him, can I get me some poi at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel when I get off the boat? He said, no, it's too late. It's way past lunchtime. But I said, I've got to have me some poi right now. I heard so much about it. And he said, well, there's a restaurant right across the street. When you get off the boat, you can get all the poi you want. Well, I went to this little restaurant. I said to the man behind the counter, son, you got any poi?
What'd he say?
He said, sure, kid, we got poi. What kind you want, apple or strawberry?
Regret having missed it, Jolie, because genuine Hawaiian poi is something everyone should taste once in a lifetime. In fact, only once.
Oh, by the way, Bingsy, did you ever visit those islands?
I certainly did. 1938, I think. Yeah. 37. Let me tell you something, kid. I'm pretty big over there.
Wait a minute. You're supposed to be modest.
No, that's you.
Oh.
Al, while we're in this Hawaiian mood, do you know what we ought to do? Ought to do a little Hawaiian song for the folks.
Well, how about Yakahula Hikadula?
Well, that song's quite a bit before my time, but I'll chance it.
I wish there was something before my time.
Well, there must be someplace. John Scott, will you help us two beach boys to Yakahoola, huh?
Down Hawaii away, where a chance to pray. On an evening I heard a hula made him play. Yakahoola hickey-doola, Yakahoola hickey-doo.
Down Hawaii away, by the moonlit bay. When I lingered a while, she stole my heart away.
Yakahoola hickey-doola, Yakahoola hickey-doo.
Oh, I don't care if you love the ladies fine dear. You'd forget about them all if you could hear. Yakahoola hickey-doola, Yakahoola hickey-doo.
I'm coming back to you, my hula-loo. Beside the sea at Waikiki, you'll play for me.
And once again, you'll sway
my
heart away with your Yakahoola hickey-doola tune.
I'm coming back to you, my hula-loo. Beside the sea at Waikiki, you're gonna play for me.
And once again, you'll sway my heart your way with your Yakahoola hickey-doola tune. Yakahoola hickey-doola, Yakahoola hickey-doo. Yakahoola hickey-doola.
Folks, that was Yakahoola Hickey-Doola, the Bibbidi-Bobbidi-Boo of 1922.
Say, King, while we're talking about songs in that period, inasmuch as we're in San Francisco, I think we should sing one of the greatest of all popular songs that got a start right here in this town.
You must mean Whispering.
I mean nothing else.
Started right here.
Yes, it was published by Sherman Clay in 1920. I remember well.
Great song. Yeah. Who's going to start it, Al?
You do, Bingsy, on account of I'm Modest Al now, you know.
Never realized this man could be so sweet.
Oh, go ahead.
All right.
Whispering while you cuddle near me. Whispering so no one can hear me. Each little whisper seems to cheer me. I know it's true, there's no one dear but you.
You're whispering why you never leave me. Whispering why you'll never grieve me. Whisper and say that you believe me. Whispering that I love you.
You're whispering why you'll never leave me.
Whispering why you'll never grieve me.
Whisper and say that you believe me.
Whispering that I love you.
really wonderful, Al.
Oh, you were wonderful, too,
Bing. Oh, it was a lot of fun, Al. But you know something?
Yeah?
There's a big rumor going around that you and I don't own any new tunes. Have you heard that?
Well, I've heard it, you know, kind of half-heartedly around, yeah. But it's just one way to kick that rumor in the pants, you know.
What we do?
Let's sing a new tune right now.
I'm with that. What do we sing?
How about Alice Blue Gown?
Oh, no. I'll never get it. Won't get it.
Well, I know a new song we can do. I was in Philadelphia at the opening night of that show, Bye Bye Baby.
Gentlemen Prefer Blonde?
Yeah.
Carol Channing?
Yeah, that big
girl.
Gal. Yeah,
did she
nice
sing
gal.
This?
Yeah, did it.
Bye
great,
Bye
too.
Bye Bye Baby. Well, let's do it. Go ahead, John. Get us off, huh?
Bye-bye, baby. Remember, you're my baby. When they give you the eye, although I know that you care, won't you write and declare that though I'm loose, you are still on the square. I'll be gloomy, but send that rainbow to me, then my shadows will fly, though you'll be gone for a while. I know that I'll be smiling with my baby by and by. And I'll be gloomy, but send that rainbow to me, then my shadows will fly,
though you'll be gone for a while. I know that I'll be smiling
with my baby by and by. With my baby by and by.
No, we really need.
What
do we... We need something big, something real big that really jumps to get off with. You got any suggestions?
Well, the best thing I can think of, let's get off with the good old Robert E. Lee.
Well, that's got to do it. Hit it, John. Come on, boy.
Way down on the levee in old Alabama. There's Daddy and Mammy. Hey. There's Ephraim and Sammy.
On a moonlight
night, you can find them all while they're waiting. Banjos are syncopating.
What's that they're saying? What's that they're saying? While they keep playing, I'm humming and swaying.
Well, it's the good ship, Robert E. Lee, come to carry the cotton away.
Watch them shuffling along.
Won't miss the shuffle, baby. See them shuffling along.
Go take your best gal.
I got my real pal going down to the levee.
I said the levee.
I'm gonna join up with that righteous shuffling song.
Yeah, that music and song. It's simply great. Mace waiting on the levee, waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
Loser, get back here, you gotta
think,
save your breath.
Watch them shuffling along.
Scat.
See them shuffling along. Go take your best gal, real pal. Go down to the levee.
I'm going down to the levee.
Join that shuffling throng.
Ah, join enough.
Hear that music and song. It's simply great. Mates waiting on the levee, waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
Vitamins Incorporated,
oh,
isn't it?
Wonderful. That really gets it.
Well, thank you, Ken. Folks, let me show you how to be your own cigarette expert. You'll smoke Chesterfield.
Be your own cigarette expert.
Yes, sir. You can judge for yourself which cigarette is best for you, and here's all you have to do.
A, take a pack of Chesterfields. Open them all the way. B, get a whiff of the pleasantly mild aroma that comes from that Chesterfield pack. C, check that milder Chesterfield aroma against any other brand. That milder Chesterfield aroma comes from the right combination of the world's best tobaccos, and no other cigarette has it. What you put into a cigarette is what you get out, and into every Chesterfield we put mild, ripe tobaccos. out of every Chesterfield, you'll get a smoke that's cooler, better tasting, and much milder.
Yes, sir. The milder a cigarette, the better it is. That's why much milder Chesterfield is the best cigarette for you. Always buy Chesterfields. Here again is a song called You're Wonderful, written by Livingston, Evans, and Victor Young. It's from the new Paramount picture, Paid in Full. Gotta plug old Paramount.
Ah, you're wonderful. You're all that I've yearned for, the flame that I've burned for. You're by my side to stay. Wonderful to be on a quest with this love we've been blessed with. It warms our every day. You complete the glow that was missing in casual kissing, the glow that comes with love. Now, my sweet, we've found a new feeling. We're whirling, we're reeling. It's wonderful. So wonderful, you're wonderful to love. My
thanks now to Brother Jolson for being aboard tonight.
Well, thank you, Brother Crosby. Thank you. By the way, who's going to grace his friendly, oh-so-friendly hall next week?
Tell you what, Al, next week the Andrews sisters will be with us.
The Andrews sisters?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're just fine.
Also on the show will be just about the greatest little jazz band that you ever heard. The Firehouse Five Plus Two.
Firehouse Plus Two? I know the Firehouse
heard
Five.
Them
oh, heard them. They're great. I caught him at the Macambo in Hollywood, you know.
We pack the Macambo every Monday night. And you know what, Al? On the show next week, that I've got a song I'm going to sing with these boys, with the Firehouse Five,
yes,
called Yes, Sir, That's My Baby.
Oh, well, that's a pretty old tool for you, Bing.
You think so?
Ain't we going to sing no more?
We haven't got any more time, Al.
I don't care.
I'll tell you what I'll do with you. Let's go over to Phil Tanner's. You know, he runs the show club over on Geary Street.
Yeah.
He's got a nice piano player there. You can sing 400 or 500 songs. I'll sit there and I'll just applaud.
Folks, ain't he sweet?
Thanks, Al. Folks, thank you, folks. Thank you very much, and good night.
The show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in San Francisco by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, the Andrews Sisters and the Firehouse Five Plus Two. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show follows immediately.